ministry of the gospel.
有些祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美您，再次借着您爱主的名，借着他为我们开的一条又新又活的路，我们能够来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you that you gather us in the name of your Son who paved the new living way for us.
愿你早晨再次借着你已经说过的话，再次向我们说话。
That this morning you may use the words that which you have already given to us to speak to us again.
叫我们能够从你的话语真实认识你的心意，能够明白你的道路。
Our word, we may truly know your will and understand your way.
在地上成为你忠实的见证。
Be your faithful testimony on this earth.
要过奉主的你。
Pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen.
感谢主在这个弯曲悖逆的时代里头常常保守带领我们。Thank our Lord that it is wicked and perverse time that He constantly watches over us.
他不但是慈悲忠信的大祭司，天天在父面前为我们代求。Not
only is the faithful high priest who constantly intercedes for us.
圣灵保惠师也常常用说不出来叹息为我们代求。Holy
Spirit also utters these groans for us to intercede.
好叫我们在这个弯曲卑劣的时代能够做神无瑕疵的儿女。So
that we may be this holy and blameless people in this generation.
他也知道在这个末世的时候，仇敌的工作是何等样的凶猛。He
also knows that in these end times how vicious is the enemy's work.
所以他赐下了全副的军装，叫我们能在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。So
he has given us his full armor of God so that we can stand firm against the scheme of the devil.
让我们学习能够以真理当做带着束腰。We
know that we ought to gird our loins with truth.
公义当做护胸的盔甲，穿在我们身上。And
also put on a breastplate of righteousness.
我们常常穿着这个平安的福音当做走路的鞋，在这条路上。We
also put on our feet this preparation of the gospel of peace.
我们要求神赐给我们信心。
God has also given us His faith, which acts as a shield, which extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Put
on the helmet of salvation.
We
also take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is the full armor of God so that we can stand firm.
那接下来呢，他就说到祷告。Afterwards,
he speaks about prayer.
他并没有把祷告特别摆在是属于哪一个军装里头。And
he does not mention that prayer is a part of the armor.
但是呢，这个祷告呢，却是刚刚我们弟兄讲的哈，是每一样的军装呢，都是在这祷告当中我们穿上的。But
as our leading brother just shared earlier, prayer is something that we need to have as we put on this armor.
因为祷告呢，其实是在我们在属灵征战当中的时候呢，一个是必要的武器。Because
prayer is one of the most important weapons we can have in this spiritual warfare.
所以它虽然没有被列在这个一个特别的军装里头，但是却是我们属灵征战不可缺少的。So
even though prayer is not mentioned as a part of the armor, but it is something we cannot do without.
所以呢，他花了将近三节的经文来说到祷告的事。
So here, about three verses are dedicated to this matter of prayer.
所以我们来看看呢，这里使徒啊怎么教导我们来祷告。So
here, let's see how we ought to pray.
首先呢，祷告呢必须是在圣灵里头。But
first, prayer ought to be done in the Spirit.
中文翻成靠着圣灵，就是在圣灵里啊。That
is to be in the Spirit.
那么在那个犹大书啊第20节，他说呢要在圣灵里面祷告。
Jude, it says that we need to be praying in the Holy Spirit.
那祷告呢，确实是灵里面的事情，是灵里面的征战。So
prayer is a spiritual thing. It is regarding spiritual warfare.
那么我们呢，是需要圣灵保惠师的带领我们，教导我们怎么来祷告。And
we need the Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray.
是的，我们呢，靠着主所赐给我们的灵，我们可以来到父的面前向神祈求。Yes,
we can come before God with the Spirit that He has given to us.
记得他已经为我们开了一条又新又活的路，我们能够来到至圣所，来到那个神的面前亲近他。
His Son has already paved this new and living way that we can enter into the Holy of Holies and be before His presence. But when we pray, we need the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Because only through the Holy Spirit can we know the will of God. Only through the Holy Spirit can we come before God and understand what He wants to accomplish in this time.
所以我们祷告的时候，要先认识一件事，我们是在圣灵里面来祷告。
So when it comes to prayer, there's one thing we ought first to recognize is that we pray in the Spirit.
这还不是说到在里面的一种感觉啊，而更是在这个信心里面，我们知道圣灵同在。
And praying in the Holy Spirit is not this feeling, but this truth that the Holy Spirit is with us.
然后他说呢，要随时多方。
You also have to pray at all times.
因为随时呢，就是不管在什么时候，我们都可以祷告。
That means no matter what time it is, you can pray.
我们在内室里头可以祷告，我们在聚会可以祷告，我们在工作的时候可以祷告，我们在走路的时候可以祷告。
You can pray at our homes, you can pray at the church building, you can pray at work, you can pray while we're walking.
而且呢，很多的事情，几乎所有的事情都可以拿来到神面前来祷告。
And anything and everything can be brought before God in prayer.
有什么事情，是这个太大或者是太小，我们太小，在小到个程度，我们不需要来祷告。
There's no matter so big or so small, even the most minuscule of things we can bring before God. All these things can be brought forth in prayer. And when we pray, we can also pray from on multiple aspects. For example, for a gospel meeting, we may pray for the speaker, we may pray for the gospel friends, for the weather. We can pray regarding many aspects of prayer until we pray through everything.
然后呢，他说祷告, 祈求。
Then he says prayer and petition.
那么在圣经当中常常把祷告跟祈求摆在一起。
So oftentimes, prayer and petition or supplication is coupled together.
这是一件事情的两面，或者是两件事情是紧紧连在一起的。
It's as if they have almost two sides, or at least both sides are closely related.
那么祷告呢，更多说到我们跟神间的交通，我们跟他的亲近，活在他的面光之中。So
prayer speaks of more fellowshipping with God to live before Him, to commune with Him.
在祷告当中，我们唱诗，我们赞美，我们敬拜。
In prayer, we sing songs of praise, we worship, we praise Him.
在祷告当中，我们认识神他的心意。
And in prayer, we understand the will of God.
然后在祷告的下一步呢，当神把他的心意启示给我们的时候呢，我们就来祈求啊，为着啊一切神摆在我们心中负担，我们来祈求。And
after prayer, after the God reveals His will to us, then we make petition to Him.
求神呢，按着他的恩典，按着他的大能来成就他的事情。
That by His grace and by His might, that He may accomplish His will.
而且祷告呢，要警醒，要不倦。We
also be on the alert.
那警醒呢，说到我们随时随地的就注意我们周围所发生的事情。That's
to say, when we're alert, we're aware of our surroundings.
有弟兄姊妹有需要，聚会有需要，整个这社会有需要，我们来祷告。Brothers
and sisters have need, or the church has need, or our society has need, we pray.
我们看见仇敌在那里工作，啊，仇敌在那里破坏，我们祷告。
If we see the work of the enemy, if we see the enemy trying to attack, we pray.
而且要不倦。
We also need to pray with perseverance.
英文翻译 perseverance 是翻成坚韧啊，你啊，这祷告呢是要祷告不可灰心啊，祷告不可以间断啊。That
is to be praying often, to pray constantly without being weary.
祷告的时候，确实有时候会疲倦。
Because it is easy to get tired. We will get tired when praying sometimes.
有时候祷告，时间一长了，我们就累了。
Because if you pray for a while, you will grow tired. Just like when the Lord was praying in Gethsemane, how he longed for his disciples to be there praying with him. But throughout the night, as his disciples were praying, when the Lord comes back, he would find them asleep. So we need the Lord's grace that when we pray, we do not become weary. We also need to be praying for all the saints. Not only just the brothers and sisters that we know. We also pray for those who we don't know. And pray for the house of God, for the servants of God. And we also need brothers and sisters to pray for us.
那个保罗呢,他是一个祷告的人,他常常为各处的圣徒祷告。
Paul is a man of prayer. He often prays for brothers and sisters.
那在每一卷书信里面呢,他都提到他怎么样为那怎么样挂念那各地的弟兄姊妹们在主面前他们祷告。
And in all his epistles, you see how he makes mention of his prayers for the brethren.
但是呢,保罗他也认识一件事,他不但是他需要他为他们祷告,他也需要这圣徒为他祷告。
Prayer also recognizes that not only should he pray for the saints, that he also needs the prayers of the saints for him. So that in difficulties he can stand firm and that he can also have the utterance to speak the gospel. I often think that this is a matter that we do not learn enough about. We often think that it is the strong praying for the weak, or the spiritual praying for the not spiritual. The old praying for the young. And it is only when we stumble and fall, or when we feel weak, do we ask others to pray for us. But not Paul.
保罗他不管在什么情况之下,他都知道他需要众圣徒为他祷告。
Paul, in every circumstance, understands the need for others to pray for him.
他接受弟兄姊妹为他祷告,他也求弟兄姊妹为他祷告。
He accepts the prayers of the brethren, and he also requests them to pray for him.
这点呢,是我们需要学的,不但是我们学的为弟兄姊妹祷告,也需要弟兄姊妹为我们祷告。
So this is something we ought to learn, that not only should we pray for other people, but we also need other people to pray for us. Because this spiritual warfare is not just an individual battle, it is the battle of the body. It is all the brothers and sisters being this testimony in unison for the Lord.
那么看见呢,在属灵征战当中呢,这个祷告这件事情是何等样的重要。
So we see the great importance of prayer in the spiritual warfare.
那我发觉呢,祷告这件事情呢,一门来说是非常简单的。
Regarding prayer, on one hand, it seems very simple.
只要我们信了主了,我们就会祷告。Because
as long as we believe in the Lord, we'll pray.
我们呢,一信了主,我们认罪,我们就开口称神为我们的阿爸父。
When we believe, we confess our sins and we recognize God as Abba Father.
但是有发觉呢,祷告呢,却是我们属灵生活当中学的不好的功课,不够好的功课。
But prayer is also an exercise that we do not learn enough about.
但有的时候我们自己都不知道该怎么祷告,需要圣灵为我们祷告。
And oftentimes we ourselves do not know how to pray, that, and we need the Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray.
甚至我们在有时候祷告的时候呢, 不知道要怎么样为这件事祷告。祷告完了以后，我们应该有什么样的态度？We
also don't know when we pray what type of attitude we ought to have.
特别呢，我们是这里面不是清楚的是到底什么样的祷告神在听的。We
don't know how we ought to pray, what matter we should be praying about.
那么从一个方面来说呢，只要是神儿女祷告，神都听。
On one hand, as long as it's the prayers of His children, God will listen.
我们今天没有一个父母，所以孩子们来到面前要什么，我们呢把他拒绝了，我们把他推到门外去。
Just like how parents, if their children come before them with a request, they do not just outrightly deny them.
只要孩子们愿意来到我们面前，如果我们是请我们做些事情，我们总是乐意的去帮助他。And
if children bring their request before the parents are often willing to help out.
但你会发觉呢，不是所有孩子们向着父母的要求呢，父母都会做的。
But you also see that not the parents do not grant the request of all the requests of their children.
其实呢，我们不是每一个我们祷告来到父母的祷告，父都听的。
Just like when we pray to the Father does not listen to all of our prayers.
我们发觉呢，有些祷告神听，有些祷告神不听。
We think that there are certain prayers that God seems to listen to, and others that He doesn't.
那么，对祷告圣经上有什么样的要求？
So then, what are the requirements of the prayers that are heard?
我想，我想到至少有三点，我们来思想。
I think that there are three points that we ought to consider.
第一个呢，我们祷告要神听的话呢，必须按照他的旨意来祷告。
First requirement for a prayer to be heard is that we need to pray according to the will of God.
在约翰一书第五章那里他说了，他说我们若按他的旨意求什么，他就听我，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
1 John 5 says that this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
第一个件事情呢，是我们祷告不是按着我们的心意，是按着神的心意，神要做什么。
So the first is that when we pray, we do not pray according to what we desire, but for God's will, what He desires.
他说呢，如果我们按着他的旨意求呢，他就听我。Because
if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
那么在这里呢，我们首先要认识一件事呢，就是神的旨意呢，一直最美好的。And
one thing we ought to understand is that God's will is always the best.
那不管我们明白或不明白，那么神的旨意一定是最完美。
Doesn't matter if we understand it or we don't understand it, we need to know that God's will is the best.
在以赛亚书第五十五章，他那里说啊，他说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你的道路，你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。Isaiah
55 says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Whereas the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
首先呢，他说呢，非同。But
first he says the word not.
神想的跟我们想的常常是非常的不一样。In
other words, the Lord's thoughts and our thoughts are very different.
那么神走的道路跟我们的道路有常常有很大的差别。The
way of the Lord in our own way, there's a big difference between the two.
然后他说呢，他是高过。
Second word he mentions is higher.
那么神所意念的，神的道路是属天的。
In other words, his way is a heavenly way.
我们所想的，我们所走的，都是属地的。
Our way is one of the earth.
我们呢，常常呢，站着我们过去的经验，过去我们所受的教育，我们里面的常识的判断，我们来认为这件事情该怎么样做，那件事情该怎么样做。
We often rely on our own upbringing or our own things that we learn through society determine what is right or wrong.
所以祷告的时候，首先要认识一件事情呢。他说：“天呢，这个比地有到底有多高啊？天怎么样高过地啊？照样的，我的意念，我的道路高过你的意念，高过。”
Verse says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts."
所以有这样子的认识在那里的时候呢，我们才能来说我们呢。
So when we have this recognition, then when we pray, we ought to put down our own thoughts and desires.
然后按照他的旨意来祈求。
And ask according to His will.
在以赛亚书啊第45章呢有一节圣经呢我们需要来思想。
And there's also another thing we ought to consider in Isaiah chapter 45.
45章第11节，他说呢，耶和华以色列的圣者，就是造就以色列。 这里的如此说，将来的事你们可以问我，至于我的种子，并我手中的工作，你们可以求我命定。So
thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and His Maker, ask me about the things to come concerning my sons, and you shall commit to me, or in other languages, command me the work of my hands.
你注意英文的翻译啊，几乎的所有的英文版的翻译啊，都跟中文有一些出入。
But pay attention to the English translation, because most versions of the English Bible are different from Chinese.
他这里应该这么两番呢，他说是关于将来的事，也就是关于我种子的那些将来的事，你们可以问我。
That is the things to come concerning my sons. You can ask me.
那么至于我手中的工作，你们可以吩咐我。
The work of my hands, you can commit to me or command me.
什么是祷告呢
？So what is prayer?
祷告呢，第一次首先呢，就是来为着神的种子，那么来询问神。将来要发生什么样的事情
？So one aspect, prayer is coming before the Lord, asking about the things to come.
到底这件事情，我那个神在我的弟兄、我的姊妹身上怎么样带领的
？What is our Lord's leading on a certain brother or sister?
在教会当中是怎么样带领的
？What will be the Lord's leading?
在我的身上，在我的身上是怎么样带领
？What about or myself personally?
他说为了这件事情，我们可以来先起来去问神。
Regarding these things, we can ask the Lord.
我们来问神呢，到底神的心意是什么？神怎么样带领我
？You can ask God, God, how is it you want to lead me?
然后他说，至于我手中的工作，你们可以吩咐我。
And also, regarding the work of God's hands, you can ask me.
什么是神手中的工作
？So what are the work of God's hands? What are the works of God's hands?
神做了许多的工，他创造天地，他行神迹奇事。
God has done many works. He has created the heavens and the earth. He has performed many miracles.
但是神的手中的工作是什么呢
？But what is the work?
神的手中的工作就是关于他的种子的。
That is, it is regarding his sons.
神的工作应验了他爱子呢，有一天在磐石上举手位。
On one hand, God loves his son, the Lord Jesus, that he would be supreme over all things.
同时呢，他要为他的爱子预备一个身体，就是他的种子。
Will also prepare.His bride for his son, which is the church.
他要把他种子都磨成他生儿子的样子。
And he wants to bring these many sons to be conformed to his son.
我们可以说呢，神手中做了很多很多的事。
We can say that the work of God's hands involves many things.
那么这所有的事情都集中在他的种子身上，在他爱子跟他爱子的他的那个所有的那个种子身上啊，种子身上。
But all these things relate to.The begotten son and also the many sons, the body.
所以什么是祷告呢
？So what is prayer?
所以祷告呢，就先来问神，你在教会当中，在神的儿女们当中，在你我当中，要怎样怎么样做事
？Prayer is asking God and all these different brothers and sisters on yourself, on myself, what is your work?
当神启示我们，告诉我们的时候
，And when God reveals to us and tells us what it is,
认识神要怎么样做的时候。
Understand how God will achieve it.
我们可以跟神说，神啊，求你立刻就做，马上就做，因为这是你自己要做的。
Say to God, God, may you do this immediately because this is what you want to do.
真的是实在是神给我们的一个权柄啊。
Indeed, this is His authority that has been given to us.
那么因为来讲的话，我们今天都不大敢说我们敢吩咐神。
Of course, we don't dare to say that we can command God.
我们是什么样的人啊？我们是如土如灰的尘，我们都可以吩咐神的。
Or we are like dust that we can command God.
但是呢，在这里呢，神是要我们一件做一件事情。
But God here wants us to do something.
他何等盼望他的儿女们能够知道他的心意。
How he desires that the children will understand his will.
能够明白他的旨意。
Know what he his will is and what he desires.
当他儿女们知道他要做什么事的时候。
So that when the children knows what God wants to do,
他心中是何等样的喜乐！他是说：“你可以吩咐我。”
How joyous he is that he could say that we can commit to him or command him.
因为这就是他要做的事情。
Because this is what he wants to do.
所以呢，祷告呢，第一件事情呢，我们就要需要学习啊。我常常就觉得，我们把祷告跟祈求这两件事情啊，那个操练的不够好。
Because oftentimes we think that.Not exercise prayer and supplication enough.
我们呢，大部分的时间呢，都在祈求上。我们呢，大概80%-90%时间，我们在求这件事情，求那件事情。
Because 80 or 90% of time, we'll be requesting one thing or another thing.
我们呢，花在那个祷告、跟神交通、寻求他心意的那个事情上，我们时间花的很少。
But we do not spend enough time asking God and trying to understand His will.
其实呢，应该倒过来。
Because it ought to be the opposite.
应该我们呢，先多花时间祷告，寻求他的面，认识他的心意啊，直到我们明白神要做什么。
Because the majority of the time, prayer should be spent on learning, what God's will is.
然后按照神所启示的，他要做的事情，我们来祈求。
And then according to what God has revealed, then make supplication.
约翰说呢，他说如果我们这样祷告的话呢，他就听我们。
Because John says that if we pray according to his will, he hears us.
这是他自己要做的事。
Because this is what God wants to do.
那么第二点呢，我们祷告要听蒙神垂听的，必须要神的话。
And the second point is when we pray, we ought to have the words of the Lord abide in us.
在约翰福音的第十五章呢，那里说啊。It
says this in John chapter 15.
那么他说呢，你们若住在我里面，我的话就住在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。Because
if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
十五章那里他告诉我们说呢，我们主的主是葡萄树，我们是他的枝子。
Because in that chapter, Jesus says that He is the vine, and we are the branches, and we need to be attached to Him to bear fruit.
那么我们呢，也要这样子住在主的主的里头，我们才能够结果子。
And we have to abide in Him in order to bear fruit.
那么当我们住在主里头的时候呢，就发现一件事情，他的话就住在我们里面。
We'll come to realize that when we abide in the Lord, His words will abide in us.
他的话告诉我们他要做什么。 他的话告诉我他的心意是什么。And
his words will reveal to us what he wants to do, what his desire is.
这时候呢，我们所愿意的，就是神所愿意。And
at that time, what we desire will be what the Lord desires.
我们呢，借着神的话，把我们的想法、我们的心中意念跟神的意念调和在一起啊，摆在一起。Our
thoughts and our desires will then be aligned with the Lord's thoughts and desires.
那么你们，他说你们所愿意的，祈求就给你。
And then, whatever we wish when we ask, it will be done.
我们的这所愿意的，不是我们自己天然人所愿意的，是神的话启示我们，带领我们知道神的心意。Because
when it says whatever you wish here, it's not referring to one's natural self-life desire, but rather the aligned desire with the Lord.
要注意啊，他底下他说，你们多结果，知道我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒。And
then it also says this, that my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove. So prove to be my disciples.
他说我们要住在葡萄树上，这样子我们才能够结果子。We
need to abide in the vine, and then we can bear fruit.
那么这果子怎么结呢？
And how does this fruit come about?
这果子在什么情况下结出来的呢？
And what situation does this fruit come about?
是当我们住在他里面，他话住在我们里面，我们祷告了，主听了，这时候呢，我们结果子。When
we abide in the Lord, and then His words abide in us, and when we pray, that is when fruit is produced.
不管什么样的事情，不管是传福音也好，不管我们生命的在长进也好，那个在服事也好，都是当我们有了主的话，就那些祷告以后，他成就了，成就的事情就是我们的果子。Is
when we're sharing the gospel, or when we're being advanced in the spiritual life, or when we're serving in a church, when we abide in the Lord and pray to these things, and He accomplishes these things, that is producing fruit.
不管我们传福音结果也好，我们生命上的长进结果也好，都是因为祷告的结果啊，都是因为认识神的心意，按照他的旨意求所产生的结果。Whether
it's sharing the gospel and bearing fruit there, or growing our spiritual life and growing fruit there, all of this is done in prayer, according to God's will, and then that is the.
根据呢神的话呢，在我们祷告蒙应允这件事上是何等样重要。
So we can see how important it is for God's word to abide in us when we pray.
在但以理书啊第九章那里啊。
So in Daniel chapter 9.
那么他那里啊，他有一个祷告。So
there he has this prayer.
那么在第九章那里记载啊，当大力物王元年的时候呢，那么但以理啊从耶利米书上啊得知一件事情。So
there it says Darius when he was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. Daniel had this prayer.
他说论到耶和华这个荒凉的年数啊，七十年为满。
Because Daniel understood that there will be 70 years of this captivity and desolation of Jerusalem.
那神呢，因着以色列百姓的犯罪堕恶，让他们被掳啊，他们在神说七十年之后我要把你带回来。
He understood that because of the rebellion and the wickedness of the Jews, that there would be this 70 years of desolation, and afterwards God will bring them back. So when Daniel read about this in the word of Jeremiah, he prayed over this matter.
And
So when Darius was king, the Jews were in captivity for about 67,
68 years.
That is, 70 years was right at the hand.
那么,
so Daniel prayed regarding this matter. So how does he know that this is going to happen? It is when he observed in the books of Jeremiah the prophet.
要知道呢,耶利米跟但以理,他们是同时代的人。
So Jeremiah and Daniel, they're the same generation.
那么耶利米大概大个二三十岁,那么他这个最终呢,记得耶利米书所记载的呢,他最终是被强迫下到埃及去。
So Jeremiah was about 20, 30 years older, and he recorded his work. He was then pushed to Egypt.
那么他在埃及那边写完了耶利米书。
It was at Egypt where he concluded writing his word.
那么这卷书呢，就经过后来经过了巴勒斯坦，接着再经过加勒底之地，最终呢辗转到了那个都城，到了在以理的手中。
And this word that Jeremiah had wrote after being after the land was conquered by the Chaldeans made its way to Daniel.
但以理呢，可能是第一次读到的这个话。
Perhaps this is the first time that Daniel read these words.
那么，但以理也没有因为那个耶利米是他是个同时代的先知啊，他就这件事就轻看了，或者是慢慢这个事情先摆在一边啊。
And Daniel did not regard these words as not valuable just because Jeremiah was in the same generation.
当他一读到这件事，神的那个定的日子是70年未满的时候。
So when Daniel realized that God was going to rescue them after 70 years.
就他知道呢，神要开始工作了。
He knows that God is about to do his work.
他就禁食、披麻蒙灰、定义上层、祈祷恳求。
So he sought the Lord, sought God by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
在神面前为他自己的罪、为他百姓的罪认罪悔改。
Prayed to the Lord his God and confessed all the sins.
他求神呢，按着他的大能大义呢。 让他的愤怒转移啊，能够让他的那个子民呢，能够回到他的圣城。God
asked that by His great mercy and loving kindness that He would keep His covenant and to the people who love Him.
21节他说呢，他说我正在祷告的时候。And
verse 21 it says this that as He was still speaking in prayer,
他就看见了天使加百列呢，他就奉命迅速飞来。That
the man, the angel Gabriel. Anna previously came to me in his extreme weariness.
然后呢，加百列跟他说呢，他说我是我出来要使你有智慧有聪明。And
he came and says, "Oh Daniel, I've now come forth to give you insight with understanding."
他说二十二节啊，他说呢，你初恳求的时候就发出命令。
Verse 23 says, "At the beginning of your supplications, the command was issued."
看见呢，这里有一个图画。We
see here this illustration.
神呢定了这耶路撒冷荒凉的日子70年为满。God
had ordained the desolation of Jerusalem to last 70 years.
现在已经66年、67年过去了。And
now 66, 67 years have passed.
那么神什么时候开始要工作？When
will God do His work?
那么神他不能够说到了70年的时候突然兴起一个鼓励，突然那个冒出一批人要回去。It's
not to say. Once that 70-year mark hits, that suddenly God raises up this people to go back.
在以赛亚书就说到他呼鼓励是他的仆人，他呼召的，他先在他生气心里就预备的。Because
it says that this is something that God will be preparing for, that God will prepare this people. Cyrus, oh Cyrus, okay.
然后呢，他的百姓在那边已经。 待了六十多年，快七十年了，都已经非常安居乐业了。那么，有谁会想要回他自己的那个从来没有去过的那个耶路撒冷？And
these Jews in exile will have lived in Babylon for 60-70 years. What? And they will grow comfortable and not want to go back to Jerusalem.
为了要神的旨意能够成就，神必须要开始工作了。So,
so for God to do His work, there needs to be this preparation.
那好像呢，神在那里等一个人起来为他的主动的工作祷告。And
it's as if God is waiting for someone to pray regarding His work.
所以他正祷告的时候呢, 那么加百列的就奉命迅速就飞来了。
So as Daniel was still speaking in prayer, Gabriel came immediately to him.
好像神都等不及了。
It's as if God couldn't wait anymore either.
他说呢，你初恳求的时候呢，命令就发出来。
Because verse 23 says, at the beginning of your supplications, the command was issued.
他才刚刚开始祷告，祷告神好像就是等了，就命令就发下去了，就开始就要开始做事。
Thus say, as Daniel was praying, God immediately sent Gabriel to him.
所以这里给我们看见一个祷告的图画。
So here we see this illustration of prayer.
神呢手中有工作。
Here is the work of God's hand.
按着他的定旨，他的先见，他必定会做成。
According to His will, it will be done.
但是呢，神要做事之前呢，他要人起来为他手中的工作祷告。
But as God is doing His work, He wants people to rise up in prayer.
好像有的时候呢，如果没有人祷告的话，神不做事。
It's as if we do not pray, then God cannot do His work.
那么因着人为他手中所的那个要做的事情祷告的时候，神立刻就做。
And when people pray for the work of God, then God immediately does it.
多少时候呢？我们呢？就问了，既然神都要定义要做事了，为什么还要祷告？
People often ask, if God has said something will be done according to His will, what's the point of praying?
人说有就有，命令就立，那么他有什么事情他不能做的呢？
God can create something out of nothing and do stuff by His word. What is the point of prayer?
那你会发觉呢，神是借着祷告呢来预备他的种子。
We'll see that prayer is something that God uses to prepare His people.
什么是一个长大而成人的人？
What is someone who is grown up and mature?
什么是小孩子呢？
What is the child?
小孩子呢，不能够知道父母的心。
Child does not understand the will of the parents.
他那个饿了，他就哭；他累了，那个他就闹。
If he's hungry, he cries. If he's tired, he causes commotion.
但是如果要长大的成人 的孩子呢，他开始能够明白父亲 他父母的心意。
But for the child who has grown up, now he understands what his father will, what his parents desire.
神的工作如果是要我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量的话，
God also wants to grow up to the full measure of the stature of Christ.
首先一件事情呢，就是我们要能够明白认识神他自己的心意。
The first that we need to understand what God's will is.
如果我们不明白神的心意，我们怎么说我们长大成人了呢？
If we do not understand what God desires, how can we grow up to be mature?
神呢，就是借着祷告呢，这样子训练我们。
So God is using prayer to train us.
我们呢，祷告啊，很多时候固然是为别人祷告，其实祷告的那个，当我们在祷告当中认识神的心意的时候，得到帮助最大的是我们。
And when we pray, we often pray for other people.But when we pray and really understand what God's will is, we have the greatest benefit.
神借着祷告和祈求来训练我们，来教导我们怎么样认识父的心怀。
So through prayer and supplication, we can understand what does God desire.
所以呢，神他把他自己的话语赐给我们，让我们认识他的心。
So God has given His word to us that we may know His will.
其实呢，神的旨意呢，在他的话里面充满了神他自己的心。
Because God's word shows us what His will is.
不但呢，他永远的旨意，他告诉了我们。
Not only does He tell us what His eternal will is.
以弗所书告诉我们说，他有一天时候满足的时候，他要使天上地上一切所有的都在他里面同归。
Ephesians tells us that one day that all the things of the heavens will be summed up in Christ.
他又要那个为这爱子预备一个教会啊，在借着教会使天上执政掌权的，能够知神百般的奥秘。
That He has also prepared this church, that through the church He will make known to the rulers in the heavenly places His manifold wisdom.
为了这个永远的旨意呢，神又在我们生活当中有许多的旨意带领我们。
So according to this eternal purpose, God will be leading us in such a way.
他告诉我们呢，要常常祷告，不要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里面向你们所定的。
Tells us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, Christ Jesus, for you.
他告诉我们呢，什么你们要圣洁哈，那个远避淫行啊，这神的旨意，就叫你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
tells us, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality.
彼得前书更是告诉我们说呢，如果我们是按着他的旨意受苦的话，就要把自己交给一心交给那信实的造化的主。Says,
and then Peter, 1 Peter says that those who are suffering according to the will of God will commit to him in doing good as to a faithful creator.
有的时候神的旨意是要我们受苦的。Oftentimes
God's will involves us suffering.
问题是欧文大了，有的时候啊，因为受苦呢，他是受苦是与我有益，因为要学习你的命令，是跟你来施舍。
So, because suffering is good to us because we can learn God's commandment.
那么受苦呢，在肉身受苦，肉受过苦的，就罪断绝了。Because
when we suffer, we separate ourselves from sin.
那么神的旨意在我们身上，不见得都是一帆风顺的，有时要我们受苦。So,
following after the Lord is not always a smooth journey. There will be suffering involved.
不但这些很清楚的经文告诉我们神的旨意是什么。
So not only is God's will very evident in these verses.
那么很多圣经上的教导，比如说你们要这个记在蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称啊，这那个是这样。Just
like it says in Ephesians chapter 4 that we ought to implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called.
凡是谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。All
humility and gentleness with patience, showing tolerance from one another in love.
几乎每一节圣经教导我们、命令我们在身上该做的，都是神的旨意。Diligent
to preserve the union spirit and bond of peace. All these things are what God desires for us to do.
是的，神的旨意呢，是像天一样的高过我们。
Indeed, God's thoughts are higher than all thoughts, as the heavens are higher than the earth.
但是呢，不是说神的旨意是不能明白的。他借着他的话，已经清清楚楚的告诉我们。That
is not to say that God's will is incomprehensible, but it is made clear to us through His Word.
如果我们熟悉神的话，We
are familiar with God's Word.
你就会发觉呢，在日常生活当中很多的事情呢，不需要问主了。 因为他的旨意已经清楚地写在他的书上。Then
we'll come to notice that oftentimes we don't need to ask God what His will is. It's already made evident to us through His Word.
只要我们有主的话，丰丰富富存在我们心里。As
long as we have the Word of God abiding in us.
那么主的旨意是非常清楚的。God's
will is very clear.
就按着他的旨意去求，他就听我。And
then we pray according to His will, and He hears us.
那么第三方面呢，我们到祷告呢，需要蒙垂听的，必须要信心。
And the third point is that when we pray, we need to have faith.
在马可福音的第11章，他说呢，他说你们的，所以我告诉你们啊，你们祷告祈求，无论什么，那么只要信是得着，就必得着。Mark
11 says, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, they will be granted to you.
那么祷告呢，是需要有信心。So
when we pray, we need to have faith.
那么借着信心呢，我们呢支取神一切的丰富。
And when we pray in faith, we receive all that God has given to us.
就在地上行走的时候，常常医治人的时候，都说平平安安的去吧，因为你的信救了你。When
the Lord was on earth and He was healing the sick, He would often say to them, "Go in peace, your faith has saved you."
因着人的信心，带进了他这个工作。Because
through the people's faith. God accomplishes work.
当他在本家的时候，在他拿撒勒人轻看他的时候，他马可福音告诉他，他就不得行什么异能。And
then, alternatively, when the Lord went back to Nazarene and was rejected by his own people, he did not do any works there.
那么，当人不信的时候，好像我们的主的能力都被约束、被限制。It's
almost as if when we don't believe, that restricts God's power.
是信心呢，带进神他自己。
So it is through faith God's work is accomplished.
那么什么是信心呢?
So what is faith?
信心从哪里来呢?
Where does faith come from?
那么希伯来书第12章他说呢，我们要仰望那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Hebrews tells us that we ought to look upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
他是我们信心的创始者，他的是作者。
He is our author. Reach this faith.
我们的信心从哪里？
Where does our faith come from?
是神在当时神在万事以前就预定得永生的人，在时间到了，他把信心赐给他，让他能够信。
When before all things were created, when God predestined those who have faith, God has given these people this faith.
在时间的时候，那么他之所以能够信，是能够得救，是因为把信心赐给他。
When one can be saved because God has given that person.
那么这个人一路在生命上成长的时候，那么信心的成长也是这个直到路中也是神他自己做的，他是成终的。
When that person who has his faith grows in his faith, that is also the work of God because Jesus is the finisher or perfecter of our faith.
所以什么是信心呢？
So what is faith?
信心呢，就是神把他要做的事情摆在我们里面，我们清楚知道这是神要做的事情，我们里面还有信心。
Faith is knowing that God has placed this work within us. That is faith.
信心呢，不是我自信啊，我说我自己，我感觉我应该这样那样子，所以很有信心啊。
Faith is not something where you say, "Oh, I believe in this, I believe in that, do that."
信心是当我们里头清楚了、明白这神要做的事情，我们非常有把握。然后你信是得着，就必得着，好像就已经的事情还没做，你已经做成了。
Faith is knowing what God's work is and that He will accomplish His work, so that when we ask for it in prayer, it's already done.
所以你看见了这三个方面呢，虽然是三个方面，却是紧紧连在一起。
So even though we talk about three points of prayer, they are all closely related.
我们的祷告要按照神的旨意来祷告。
To pray according to God's will.
那么怎么知道神的旨意呢？是借着神的话。
How do we know God's will? It is through His word.
我们怎么知道这是神要做的事情呢？
How do we know God's word?
神所赐给我们信心。
It is through the faith that He has provided to us.
在信心当中，我们知道这是神要做的事情。求你做事啊，求你。
And in faith, we know that this is God's work, and we ask that God accomplishes His work.
我想呢，这确实那个每次我们多越多思想的时候，我越发觉呢，祷告这件事情呢，我们真是需要一辈子来学的。
So we'll come to realize that prayer is something that we need to exercise and learn our whole life.
那么在圣经上还有很多关于这个祷告的事情呢，来提醒我。
Throughout the Bible, there are also other things related to prayer that the Bible reminds us of.
我想只能从三个方面来做彼此的提醒。
So I want you to just offer a reminder through three aspects.
首先呢，我们祷告的时候，我们要认识神他工作的法则。
At first is that when we pray, we ought to recognize the principles or rules of God's work.
在希伯来书啊，他那里他讲到神的儿子的时候呢，他首先他是。曾经借着他呢，创造诸世界。
That is, in Hebrews it says that the Lord upholds all things by the word of His power.
先是借着他创造诸世界。
Oh. That through Him He made the world.
然后呢，然后又借如今呢是借着他的命令，全能的命令呢托住万有。
He was appointed heir of all things, and He made the world, and now He upholds all things by His word.
你发现呢，这是在神的创造里面就两件事情。
So in creation, we see two things.
那一开始的时候呢，是他借着神而且创造了整个诸世界。
That through the Son, God made the world.
那么这诸世界怎么样的往前去呢？怎么样 run 呢？是怎么样今天还能够这存留呢？是借着他全能的命令托住。
And then how does this world operate? How does this world continue to exist? It is through the upholding of by the word of His power.
不但是整个世界的创造是神的行神的旨意。
So not just the creation of the world, it is God's will.
这整个世界这样的往前去哈，那么也是神的话语所托住的，是神的旨意。
But also that the world will be upheld by the word of His power.
神今天让这个宇宙这个按着他的命令。他所定下的许多的物理上的定理往前走，这是神的旨意。
So as part of God's will, God has certain rules and principles regarding the natural world and how it operates.
人在不但是在物理是在物质上，在我们这个肉体生命上也是这样。
Not just on the physical things that we created, but also our own bodies.
那么神创造我们这个身体。
And when God created our bodies,
他也给这身体有许多的一些。那个规律我们要遵守的。
there are certain rules and regulations of the body that we ought to follow.
那身体呢，应该按那个规，要按时作息，要有这个足够的营养，对不对？这个有很多的规则你要遵守。
That our body needs to rest, it needs nutrients. There are a lot of rules that our body needs to follow.
我们今天如果暴饮暴食，我们那个昼夜颠倒，然后我们生病了，我们变成祷告，我觉得这不是神的心意。We
eat without regulation, or we switch our nighttime and daytime operations, our bodies won't function.
什么是神机骑士？
So what is this? What are these miracles then that God?
神迹其实就在神已经定规的这些神的驱，神所托住的定律之外，他做超过这些事情，他做些事情。So
miracles are when God exceeds these rules that He has set up.
神当然可以越过他自己所创造的这规定做事。So
of course God can go beyond the rules that He Himself implemented.
但是我们绝对不能说。 只有神行神迹奇事的时候，才是神做事。神不行神迹奇事的时候，按照他所定义的规矩去行事，就不是神的旨意。We
cannot say that God only performs miracles to accomplish His work, but God also accomplishes work through natural things as well.
神迹奇事可以拯救人，可以帮助。Miracles
can save people, it can bring people to God.
但是如果神迹奇事可能叫人信的话，
But if we are saying that miracles are the reason one believes, then the Israelites wouldn't have fell in the wilderness. Because the miracles they witnessed exceed that of every other generation.
Hebrews
says that these people are faithful and fell. So it's just something we need to wrap our minds around.
我们呢，在今天常常会，我们祷告求神复兴他的工作，赐下那个复兴的火。We
oftentimes we pray, we ask that God would revive His work and send down His fire.
神在历史当中呢，也确实借着南非大复兴、威尔士大复兴、山东大复兴，造就了许多的人。
Of course, God throughout history has enacted these great revivals to bring many people to faith.
但是在绝大部分的地方，绝大部分的时间里头。 神都是按着他的属灵的定律，带领他的百姓往前去。But
most of the time, majority of people, they're about to be through natural things, the natural way the world operates.
是借着天天的读面前，一点一点累积祷告，经我们默想，带领我们生命往前去。It's
done through the incremental prayers of many saints that people would slowly be brought to faith.
是的，我们要为神的复兴的火祷告。
Yes, we ought to pray for God's great revival work.
但是呢，我们更需要的是，我们的祷告呢，是神在让我们真是能够细水长流的，天天活在他面前了，天天读经祷告，在生命当中。We
also ought to learn how to humbly live before God, often reading His word and praying before Him.
这是讲祷告的时候，我们需要第一件要需要认识的事。
This is the first thing we ought to recognize when it comes to prayer.
我们认识神他工作的法则，他自己属于的定律。To
understand the rules that God Himself has set up.
第二件事情呢，我们需要提醒的就是要先入为主。The
other thing is that we should not pray with our own preferences, preconceived with our own preferences.
很多时候我们祷告了，我们是先射了箭，我们再画靶子。Oftentimes
when we pray, we already have a thing in mind before we start praying.
我们呢，已经定规一件事情，觉得是这件事最好的，所以说神啊，求你这成就啊。We
would, before we even pray, we'd say, this is the best way, and then pray to God to ask Him to do it that way.
在耶利米书第四十二章啊，43章那边记载一件事情。
Jeremiah chapters 42 and 43, it records this.
那时候呢，以色列人呢，来到这个耶利米面前呢，求耶利米为他们祷告。
So at that time, some of the Jews came before Jeremiah to ask him to pray.
但是呢，因为他们把前面有人把这个加勒底人所设的这长那长那个省长呢，甘大基，把他给杀了。
Because previously these commanders had, well, Gedaliah previously was murdered in a previous chapter.
那么另外的军长呢，把这些人呢赶跑了，他们呢，因为怕加勒底人呢，他们就想下埃及去。
And they killed Ishmael and were scared of the repercussions, so they were considering fleeing to Egypt.
那么他们下去之前呢，他们先来到这个先知耶利米面前。
But before they went to Egypt, they came to Jeremiah.
说呢，那个我们现在人很多，现在变得这么少，但你看见的哈。
He says, out of all this remnant, you are left but a few out of many, as your own eyes now see us.
那么求你到神面前为我们祷告，求神指示我们当走的路。
Please let our petition come before you and pray for us to the Lord your God, that the Lord may tell us the way in which we should walk, the things that we should do.
不论耶和华说什么，或不或好或歹，我们都听。
They also say in verse 6, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant, we will listen to the voice of the Lord our God.
因为我们听从神的话呢，就可以得福。
Because it will go well with us when we listen to the voice of the Lord our God.
那么耶利米就去为他们祷告了。
And Jeremiah prays for them.
10天之后呢，神的话临到耶利米。
After 10 days, God's word comes to Jeremiah.
你去告诉这些百姓，他们不可以下埃及。
And God tells them to tell these people not to go to Egypt.
你要留在那个什么，我应许之地，我必定保护你。加勒底人绝对不会来害你。
They ought to stay in the land therein, that the Chaldeans will not kill them.
但是这些人听了之后呢？
But when these commanders heard what the Lord had told Jeremiah,
他说呢，你说谎。
Told Jeremiah, you are telling a lie.
好大胆的话，他说你说谎，神没有个那个派你来说这些话，说我们不可以下埃及。
They said, the Lord our God has not sent you to say you are not to enter Egypt to reside there.
是巴鲁敲说你们呢，要把我们呢，就敲说你呀，要害我们呢，要把我们交在加勒底的手中啊，加勒底的手中。
But Baruch the son of Neriah is inciting you against us to give us over into the hand of the Chaldeans.
他们呢，拒绝相信这是神的旨意。
So they refused to believe that this was the will of God.
他们把那剩下所有的人，包括这个先知耶利米，都一起。
So they gathered up all the people, including Jeremiah himself, and went to Egypt.
所以你看，他们来到耶利米之前，寻求神之前呢。So
you see that when they went to Jeremiah to ask him to pray before the Lord,
那么他的心的心意已经定了。They
already had this preconception of what they desired.
他们照着他们那个他们的判断，他们的有的智慧，认为这时候非下埃及不可。
And according to their own wisdom and their own decision making, they said, we must go down to Egypt. They also convinced themselves that this is what God wants. That's why they said, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, no matter what God says, we will listen.
你看他们就着人来看的话，真的是，你怎么想呢？因为这个加勒底人所受的责任，省长都被杀了，这时候你不逃，那你不是在那里白白受死。
Because in their minds, they already killed the commanders of the Chaldeans, and they needed to run to not face repercussions.
照着他们所有能够判断、能够认识的这些事，唯一的一条路现在就是下埃及。
And from their natural observation and way of thinking, they said the solution must be to go to Egypt.
但是当神的话临到他们说不可以下埃及的时候，他们拒绝相信。
When the actual word of God came to them to tell them not to go to Egypt, they did not believe.
我们在读那里的时候，我们会觉得以色列人怎么这么顽梗，怎么样子的那个不信啊，有不信的恶心。
So when we read about these things, we may say to ourselves, how are the Israelites so stubborn and don't understand the way of the Lord?
多少时候我们是不是也犯同样的错误？
How often do we commit the same mistakes?
我们呢，很多时候呢，那个在
Oftentimes when we pray, we actually already start praying with this preconceived notion.
觉得从各方面角度来看，应该这么做的，神也会这么要求我们做的。
We think about a matter from all aspects and say, this must be the way God wants it to happen.
所以我们来祷告，我们说这个神，不管我们听到神的话没有，没有听没有听到神的话没有，就是这样子吧。So
when we pray, And regardless of what God actually says or not, we say, this must be the way.
这是我们呢需要学习。This
is something we ought to learn.
那么真是那个我们天然人来讲的话呢，我们都会犯这样的错误。
Because for the natural man, we will all commit this type of mistake. So we need to humble ourselves, understand God's way are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And humble ourselves and allow Him to reveal His will to us. And so the third aspect that I think we often remind ourselves
is
that we need to wait for God's timing.
神的工作有他自己的时间,
God's work has His own timing.
主在地上的时候呢, 常常说呢, 我的时候没有到, 我的时候没有到。
The Lord, when He was on earth, often said, My time has not yet come.
他说到当仇敌想要下手害他, 但是没有人敢动, 因为他的时候没有到。
When the enemy wants to lay hands on the Lord, yet the Lord said, His time has not yet come.
主来是要成就十字架。
Because the Lord came to be crucified on a cross to accomplish His Father's will.
Now
it's His entire purpose of coming down to this earth and taking on flesh to one day die on the cross for us. But God's timing was that when the Lord was 33 and a half years old, this would happen.
他说呢,他为什么要在拿撒勒
I asked, why did the Lord need to hide Himself for 30 years in Nazareth? Why did He spend 3.5 years performing His ministry? Why not 2.5 years or 5 years? God has His own timing. If God's timing has not yet arrived, not only the people are not allowed to do it, but the Son Himself is not allowed to do it.
等候神的时间实在是一个非常不容易学习的功课。
Waiting for God's timing is a very difficult thing to learn.
在诗篇27篇，他这么说啊。
It says this in Psalm 27.
我要等候耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心。我再说，你要等。
Wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
等候主呢,有的时候是需要胆量。
Wait for the Lord, we need to be strong.
当我们看见周围的环境是什么样的险恶的时候,
have good courage when we see the things happening around us.
当看见公司的裁员,周遭的同事一个一个的被裁掉的时候,
see our company cutting staff, and one by one, the people around us are losing jobs.
We
witness these things, and we have no strength to be strong anymore.
胆怯,我们害怕,
fearful and afraid.
那就替神做事,
and we need to come before God. Strong and let your heart take courage.
需要神兼顾我们啊, 赐给我们胆量, 能够在这样的艰难的环境当中能够为他们站立得住。
To wait for the Lord to, as we wait for the Lord, we need to ask the Lord to strengthen our hearts.
保罗他在等候主这件事情上, 他也学了很多的功课。
Paul himself learned many things about waiting for the Lord.
在罗马书里面看,让我们看见啊, 他一心想要去罗马。
Romans that he had this desire to go see the brethren in Rome.
他呢,巴不得在见到这些从来没有见过的弟兄姊妹们呢,把一些恩赐就赐给他们。He
wanted to meet these brothers and sisters that he hasn't met before and impart to them some spiritual gift.
他说我理智定义要到哪里去。
So he often planned to go to Rome.
他已经定义了,他说我这是一定神的旨意,我这是一定会去成的。
I planned the things as if saying that this is what God must desire for me to do.
但是到如今仍然有阻隔,
and yet often he was hindered and didn't know why.
15章他说呢,那我现在要去耶路撒冷呢,等我那些攻击圣徒,完了之后呢,我要去西班牙,会经过你们那里。
So I'll go to Jerusalem and then afterwards go to Spain and while I'm passing through, on the way I'll pass by Rome.
他的心里头啊,何等想念这些弟兄姊妹们,想要跟他们见面。
I would so long to meet the brothers and sisters in Rome.
但是呢,
God hindered him often.
那自动他去了,
Ultimately, Paul did go to Rome.
他确实,
but when went to Rome with chains.
我想使徒他在这件事情上也学了许多的等候的工作。
We all in this matter learned a lot about what it means to wait.
我们也在神面前呢，也需要神的怜悯来等候他。
For God, we need His mercy as we wait for Him.
那么在这些事情的提醒的之外呢，那有一个问题呢，我们会问的。
So as we share through the aspects of prayer and these reminders of prayer, there might be one question left.
为什么这件祷告这么久了神不听？
Why are there prayers that God does not answer?
我们按着神的所教导的所有的该做的我们都做了，但是始终神没有听我们祷告。
We have prayed according to all the different ways the Bible has instructed us, yet why are our prayers still unanswered?
我们里面那个 困扰，灰心
，might start to become weary and lose heart.
很多时候，我想最好的答案，为什么神没有听我们的祷告
？I think best answer to why God hasn't heard our prayer yet.
就是我们说我们不知道
，say we don't know.
不知道为什么神没有听祷告
，don't know why God has not listened to our prayer yet.
但是呢，我想哈巴谷，先知哈巴谷的祷告呢，可以给我一点点的帮助。
But I think we can receive some aid from the book of Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书有三章，他第三章整章都在说他的祷告。
So in Habakkuk chapter 3, it is his prayer.
在他祷告里头的时候呢，他一开始他先祈求神在这些年间复兴你的作为。
Starts off by saying, "Oh Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years."
他一开始呢，他不为这个其他的事情祈求。
Does not make supplication for anything else.
其实你看这哈巴谷书第一章、第二章的话，他很多事情可以祷告、可以祈求的。
Because if you read throughout Habakkuk, you see there are a lot of things that Habakkuk can make supplication for.
他可以求神呢，使这些那个顽梗悖逆的百姓能够悔改。
That he could have prayed for the Lord to turn the hearts of the rebellious people.
他可以就求啊，就将要兴起这个加勒底人呢，不要来那个侵犯攻击以色列地。He
could have asked the Lord to not allow the Chaldeans to attack them.
但是他没有为这些祷告，他说，不管你要做什么，求你做你自己的事啊，复兴你自己的作为。But
despite all these different things he could have prayed for, the one thing he just asked is to revive. Your work.
3-15，他不再祈求了，他就祷告了。Verses
3-15, you see that he is no longer making supplication; he's just praying.
他呢赞美神创造的大作为，神赞美神的能力。Praises
God's creation. Praises his mightiness.
他赞美这个神呢，会有一天呢会打碎。
Praises that one day God will crush his enemies and save his people.
他真心的认看这件事情是神知道他在做什么。Recognize
this one thing that God knows what He's doing.
只要神照他的旨意成就的话，一定是最好。As
long as God accomplishes His will, it will be the best thing.
那十六节呢？他看见一件事情。
Verse 16, he says this.
他说了，他看到一件事，他听见神的声音之后，他就颤抖，他就恐惧了。
I heard and my inward parts trembled.
因为呢，他看见那个犯贱之民要上来，他看见加勒底人就要来了。Because
he saw that the enemy was at hand. He saw that the Chaldeans were about to attack.
虽然他们这么样的不乐意，但是这是神的心意。Even
though it made him so dismayed, yet this was the will of God.
那十六、十七节他说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力，田地不出铁粮食，店圈中没有蕨的羊，棚中也没有牛。Verse
17, he says, though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls.
这些是什么呢？
What are these things?
这些不就是我们的祷告吗？
Are these not our prayers?
我们祷告呢，就是要求神挪去所有的难处，神真的从多方面来祝福我们。
pray, do we not ask God to remove all these difficult things from us and to bless us?
有的时候像是哈巴谷，先知哈巴谷，他知道神的心意。
Habakkuk is one who knew God's will.
有的时候我们不知道神的心意。
Sometimes we don't know God's
will. 但是不管知道或不知道，我们的祷告都是一件事情，求神祝福啊，没有一个人会求神降灾的，对不对？
But no matter whether we know His will or not, we always pray the same thing, that God will bless us. We wouldn't pray for God to enact suffering on us.
如果神没有听我们祷告的话呢？
If God did not hear our prayer,
我们就灰心，我们就下沉了嘛。
We were weary and we lose heart.
他说，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Habakkuk says in verse 18, Yet I will exult in the Lord, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
他深深地看见一件事情。
As he saw this thing in the depths of his heart.
不管神听祷告没有，还是不听祷告没有。
Regardless of whether God listened or did not listen to my prayer.
神要我们之中得着的，不是这些外面的事情。
What God ultimately wants us to receive is not these outward things.
神要我们得着的是他自己。
God wants us to receive Himself.
就算外面这许多的事情，无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力。
Even if on outward things the fig tree does not blossom, or there's no fruit on the vines, or there's no yield of the olive.
我们所有想得到难处都临到我们。
Whatever difficult circumstance you could think of has come to us.
他说：“我仍然要耶和华欢心啊，因救我的神喜乐，因为他是我的力量，他是我的。”
Yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He has made my feet like hinds.
伊利兄他在欧亚橄榄成渣这首诗歌，他的副歌怎么说
？Watch for me says this is one of his songs.
他说呢，所有的打击啊，都是为了真理。
That all these things are actually for true gain, and that these things are to gain the Lord Himself.
可能这是我们最好的答案。
So this is the best answer.
我们不知道神为什么没有听我们祷告。
We don't know why God does not listen to us.
但是神要我们得到的，不是这些，不仅是单单是外面的事情。神要我们得到他自己，他要把他自己给我们。
What God desires for us is not to receive outward things, but to receive Him Himself.
神听我们的祷告，我们得帮助，我们信心成长。
God listens to our prayers, indeed we are aided and receive benefit.
但是神的恩典呢，让我们在他不听，我们没有听我们祷告的时候，他让我们还能够依靠他，还能够跟随他。
God's grace is evident when He does not listen to our prayer because we rely on Him more and trust Him more.
有的时候，可能在神没有祷告、听我们祷告的时候，我们里面得的帮助还更大。
Sometimes when God doesn't answer our prayer, the benefit we receive may be even greater than that if He did listen.
发觉跟那个的祷告、祈求，这实在是一件非常那个有福的事啊。
So prayer and supplication is such a blessed thing.
我们要在圣灵里头随时多方祷告祈求。
To pray and make supplication at all times.
我们要在警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求，也要众圣徒为我们祈求。
To be on alert with perseverance and pray for the saints and the saints also for us.
好叫我们能够在这个属灵征战当中为了主能够站立得住。
So that in the spiritual warfare we can stand firm. Thank our Lord. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
实在是你自己大恩典，今天让我们能够还能够在你面前站立得住。
It is by your great grace that we can stand firm before you.
真心相信你在这个属灵征战当中，天天与我们同在。
Know that in the spiritual warfare that you are with us.
叫我们能够胜过撒旦，胜过世界，胜过天然。
That we will emerge victorious over sin, over the world, over the natural life.
叫我们能够在磨难的日子能够成就的一切，还能够站立得住。
Say end times and all things, well, all the things are fulfilled, we can still stand firm.
愿主来继续来带领教导我们。
Continue to lead and guide us.
祷告奉主的名。
pray this in the Lord's name.